Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And the handout that day was like some foam hand. I don't know, some sponsor on the hand.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody's getting a foam hand. And I'm with a friend, and we're walking in, and the lady's like, hey, like I walked by the person who was handing out the free foam hands. And we just walked by. She's like, oh, you forgot. And I'm like, I'm good. Like, no problem. I'm good. Don't need that.
Don't need it.
And she looked at me with shock and maybe a little disdain and said, but they're free.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
There's something there in what you just said, that feeling inside of us that compels us to take something that we neither need or maybe even want, but because it's free.
I.e. that third soda at Culver's or McDonald's.
Something there. Like, we just feel like if it's free, we must have this.
Might as well refill this.
Yeah. I told you the story before, but I was going into Lambeau Field one time. I'm running late, like trying to get to kickoff.
Right.
And the handout that day was like some foam hand. I don't know, some sponsor on the hand.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody's getting a foam hand. And I'm with a friend, and we're walking in, and the lady's like, hey, like I walked by the person who was handing out the free foam hands. And we just walked by. She's like, oh, you forgot. And I'm like, I'm good. Like, no problem. I'm good. Don't need that.
Don't need it.
And she looked at me with shock and maybe a little disdain and said, but they're free.
How could you walk away from this free
thing?
Yes,
but I don't want this.
But that doesn't make sense. It's free, Vince.
But it's free. You must. No, I don't want some foam hand sitting in peanut shells and beer at my feet for four quarters. I don't want this. I don't want to bring it home. I don't want to carry it.
Seeing kickoff is more valuable to me than anything that finger
don't
could
want
ever,
your foam hand.
Bad news. Fog is getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Yeah, Leon getting larger this morning. Quick check on the weather. You heard Tyler Moore talk about it here at the top. We've got a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. That'll be the story on your way to work or around town. And then late this afternoon into the evening hours is when we have that chance for severe storms. Here's a little bit more from Tyler. So throughout most of the day, the storms will stay off to the west, keeping us dry. Severe storms are possible this evening as a line will move in from the west. So Tyler says the timing looks to be from about 8 p.m. until 11. And he says there's a high risk for straight line damaging winds, isolated brief tornado possible. He said multiple tornadoes also possible, but they believe they'll be on the weaker side. Nonetheless, a weak tornado is still a tornado.
Right. Western Wisconsin from La Crosse on down is all in the moderate level for potential severe. And that's 4 out of 5. So it's one of the deeper colors when you look at that, you know, the likelihood of severe weather map. When
we'll talk about it
up
with Niznanski when he joins us live at 7:20. But the ability to accurately predict a severe weather outbreak is greatly enhanced over the last 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And right, when you find yourself in one of these bullseyes, the chance for there actually being severe weather is pretty good. So we'll keep an eye to the sky tonight. And it's 6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers in Miami tonight for their second game in the series with the Marlins. I mean, the game Monday was entertaining.
It had that.
Yes. And all the markings. You said it. Like, these are all things you would expect to see in a Little League game.
It reminded me of watching my kid play baseball, all the stuff that took place.
So I won't bury the lead any further. The Crew lost in 10 innings. 3-2 was the final. But there were a few plays that, right, you might expect to see at the Sandlot. Let's start with this.
And 0-1. In there with a strike. Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe! Oh, and the throwback. Yelich sprinted home. And the Brewers take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that's cool.
Great play. Yelich's on third. He steals home.
He's a really good baseball player.
Okay, thanks, Murph. It's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Marlins catcher, kind of a lackadaisical toss back to the pitcher. So he takes the pitch, you know, and then kind of stands up and he sort of, you know, sort of bloops one on in over to the pitcher. I don't know if that's something.
Lollygagging that one back.
Yeah, lollygagging around. So Yelly said, all right, I'll take that base. And slides in, beats the throw home. Let's fast forward, top of the ninth. Lot of action here.
1-1. Bowers rips one down the right field line. That's a fair ball. It'll roll all the way into the corner. Off to the races for Monasterio. He's around third. He's headed for home. He will score. Arms are up, saying the ball went out of play. Will they put Monasterio back at third? I think they're gonna.
In fact, they did. So what had happened was, Brewers are up 2-1. Monasterio is going to score from first on this rocket down the right field line. It gets the ball gets caught in this like little fencing underneath, and it was legit caught.
Again, that's something that happens in Little League.
Yes, all right.
The ball's in the little swampy area there. Hey, arms up.
So it's a ground rule double. The run doesn't score. But still, the Brewers take a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the ninth. In fact, are down to their last strike.
The 1-1 delivery. Hit in the air. Shallow right field. This is going to be trouble. Long run for Churio. He has to let it drop. Around third and scoring is Gordon. And the Marlins have tied this game at 2. That ball was not hit hard at all.
Did he have to let it drop?
Again, charge the ball, Churio.
Get it. Lay out
charge
one time.
Charge the ball. You can get dirty.
Some debate amongst fans as to whether Churio should have laid out for it. It was close. Manager Pat Murphy on that.
He's a 20-year-old kid trying to do what he thinks he needs to do, so I'm sure he'll learn from it. If it was a ball that he could have laid out for, I'm sure he'll learn from it.
So Murph said he hadn't seen it on replay, wanted to look before he commented any further as to whether or not there should have been, you know, it wasn't a lack of effort, just did you make a decision to keep in front of you versus did you really think
going
you might have made
it,
a play on it? Same two teams tonight, Brewers and Marlins, 5:40 first pitch in Miami.
An unfortunate situation in Dane County over the weekend. Goodwill store in Madison on Verona Road, the Madison Goodwill there. So over the weekend, shopper brought their dog. And you see this from time to time. You pointed out, it seems like this happens more often now than before, where whether it's a service dog or not, there's just customers just bringing their dogs places.
Total difference
stores.
There, too. Service dog is a service dog.
Yeah, of
people
course.
Need
totally
them, right,
different.
Versus someone who's just said, I'm just bringing my dog in the store.
We see them here sometimes. Third Street Market, I'll see a dog or two just kind of
But that
around.
Used to not be a thing.
Yeah.
There's apartments here, too, dude, that they have dogs.
Oh, that's true. That's people live here.
Yeah.
So they can just walk them around anywhere, is what you're saying, because they have apartments on the other side of the building, Debbie?
My goodness, we're spicy today, aren't we?
Yeah,
oh,
Debbie.
My.
I'm kidding. They don't bother me, but they're around by the bar sometimes. Anyway, Debbie, I love you. Anyway, so what happened at the Madison Goodwill was the dog was in the store, was not leashed, and some other customer saw the dog and said, hey, puppy, puppy, and the dog bit that customer.
It had no leash on. The owner had no way of collecting this animal unless it returned to it voluntarily. That's really taking a risk on the part of the owner of that animal, because that owner's liable to for any injuries that that animal may cause.
That's John Hausbeck. He's with the Public Health Madison Dane County. He spoke with WISC-TV in Madison. So now they're looking for this dog. They're trying to figure out if they can find the dog slash owner because they need to figure out vaccination status on this animal. That was not discussed after it bit this customer on Saturday.
So did the customer flee, or it just like maybe it was a, oh, sorry about that. You know, there were things exchanged, and then later this person
like
got bit was like, hey, I need to.
Insurance cards.
Is it like a vehicle accident? I don't know.
I don't know what the rules are on that. It does seem like, yeah, you can say, well, the victim shouldn't be coming up to a strange dog. However, what he was saying is, look, if the dog is not on a leash, you have to be able to, you know, restrain your pet if you have your animal inside a store. He's urging dog owners not just to show up places with animals.
You shouldn't take it into anybody else's property unless you have expressed permission, either from the person in charge or they have a sign on their door.
Do you ever take your dog anywhere, Debbie?
I wanted to. I know that there's some places like some Home Depots allow you to walk through and stuff like that for training purposes and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You don't even have to have it as a service dog. It's like they allow you to do that, but you have to check with the place. Not every Home Depot lets you do it.
I got you.
I had wanted to do it, but I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Well, I certainly stand by business owners to run your business however you want. So if you want to allow people to bring their pets in, then that's your business, and then folks should know that.
But it could come back to bite you, unintended.
Right. Should be leashed, though, by the way.
Well, and my issue is, and I've said this before, and you guys make fun of me and claim that I hate dogs, and I don't hate dogs. I'm legit afraid of dogs.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Don't apologize.
I am. I'm sorry. I wish I weren't. I sometimes am afraid of dogs. So if I'm in a store and someone's unleashed dog is just walking around, I'm sorry. That makes me uncomfortable.
Well, and you could have the most trained dog in the world. I think the leash is probably the important part. Even if you bring it into a store, you should have control at all times.
I'm glad for you and your dog. Right? Fine.
It's okay to be scared of dogs.
Unfortunately, there are people out there going, challenge accepted.
See? Right. He'll like my dog. Brewers stumble, but the Admirals roll. We've got sports at 6:45.
If my intelligence is artificial, then why am I smarter than you?
AI news, Vince.
Always
actress
good.
Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, what's she up to? Yeah,
she was Black Widow in the Avenger movies. She's done a lot of movies. She's sounding the alarm on AI now, claiming that one of the voices used on OpenAI sounds very similar to her own. So now OpenAI is pausing the use of one of its voices for ChatGPT because they had asked Scarlett Johansson if she could do the voice, and she said no. And now they have this new voice that is eerily similar to hers.
Oh, yeah, you're not available?
Well, yes.
I'm going to make you available.
Johansson famously starred in 2013's Her, playing an AI voice assistant, much like ChatGPT's product.
It seems like I'm having so many new feelings that I don't think have ever been felt before.
That was her actual voice from the movie, and this is a sample of ChatGPT's AI-generated chatbot, Sky.
You've got me on the edge of my... Well, I don't really have a seat, but you get the idea.
Fans called out the similarity in comments on that YouTube video shared by OpenAI.
Yeah, so now they're pausing. Johansson says she's shocked and in disbelief that they would do that, that they would try to do that. She said that close friends, news outlets, no one even realized it wasn't her. They just figured, hey, you're doing this thing.
Hey,
now.
Great job.
No, that's not me. So now they're pausing.
Did not sign up, did not get paid.
But it does open up the door now, moving forward, when AI is trying to do different things, what they can get away with and what they cannot.
I am the Black Widow.
I mean, it kind of sounds
perfect.
Like her.
Right, never would have known.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, so no, that's not the Black Widow. That is not Scarlett Johansson. That's just a fake actress voice.
It's just such a fascinating legal debate, though. It's not
right.
Her voice.
I've never met my real father.
No, okay. That's not Black Widow.
that one we know.
Yeah.
I'd like that to be the AI voice, though. Works.
I am the Black Widow.
At 6:41 on this Tuesday morning, got another one of these shots fired incidents on the freeway. Maybe you were caught up in this backup Monday morning. I'll explain why you were, if you were.
It was awful.
Yeah, Stadium Interchange, westbound lane. So if you were headed out of the city from downtown, right near American Family Field, Sheriff's Office closed the freeway while they were, again, searching for evidence. The familiar scenes of deputies walking about arm's length apart, just looking around on the ground, looking for shell casings.
Yeah.
Right? Don't have a lot from the sheriff's office on this. They closed the freeway for more than an hour. Other than it does appear that a vehicle was struck by gunfire. Here's what Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office sent out in a notification. Freeway closure imminent, Stadium Interchange, westbound 94 near 60th. Deputies investigating and searching for physical evidence from a reported shooting incident in which a vehicle appears to have been struck. No injuries reported. Journal Sentinel has some additional detail. Said the call to 911 actually came in about 7:30 in the morning, and that it was a road rage incident. Car was struck several times by gunfire. Again, nobody hurt. But these things pop up from time to time. Don't hold your breath for anything coming of this. First of all, sometimes it's hard for them to finally track the person down.
Right.
And we've been detailing for you, and I'm still on top of it, the case of they found a woman who is accused of doing this. This was the freeway shooting eastbound I-94 just before the zoo interchange, right around Thanksgiving week of last year. And this accused woman is still making her way through the legal system. This is a person whom authorities say fired off a gun, actually shot up another vehicle in freeway traffic, had her baby in the car with her at the time. Again, innocent until proven guilty. But this thing still hasn't gone to trial. They haven't even had a full-out hearing yet.
I can't believe it's going to trial. Usually there's a deal that's made.
Sure, right. Okay, you got me. In fact, the criminal complaint details her admission of having done it. Now, you plead not guilty in court, and you can go ahead and say, why did you tell him this? Well, I didn't mean that, or whatever. Who knows what the play is there? That's a good question. If they got you and you did it, let's plead this thing out and do the time. But why would you? It's late May here. She's not scheduled for another hearing until June. She came into court. There was a thing. There was a prelim. There was a this. There was a that. Then she changed lawyers.
But aren't you
now there's going to be a competency exam. We just drag it out. And all the while, she's free. Free on $3,000 bond.
But you're also paying for the lawyer fees and all that stuff. Guess, doesn't that start to add up?
Free. Be free until not, right? So even if they find the person, I don't know, don't hold your breath for any quick resolution to this one. 6:44 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers and Marlins again tonight in Miami. Strange game. Starting pitcher for the Crew, Joe Ross, only went one inning. Again with the injuries.
Yeah, gosh.
Manager Pat Murphy said he came to us before the game, wasn't feeling great, had some back tightness, whatever, tried to give it a go. Came back after that first, said it's not right. I can go back out there if you want to.
No. Take a seat.
Better shut it down. Murphy said could land him on the injured list. He cobbled together a bullpen game, and it looked good. Looked like the Crew was going to pull it off. Top of the ninth, Brewers are up 2-1.
1-1. Bowers rips one down the right field line. That's a fair ball. It'll roll all the way into the corner. Off to the races for Monasterio. He's around third. He's headed for home. He will score. Arms are up, saying the ball went out of play. Will they put Monasterio back at third? I think they're gonna.
And they did. So the Brewers had a chance to go up with that important insurance run, 3-1 in the ninth. Nonetheless, it was ruled a ground rule. Double the ball, got stuck under the fence in the outfield. Brewers give up a run on a bloop RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. Then we go to extra innings, bottom of the 10th, tied at 2.
Mitch set at the belt, and he throws. Breaking ball, ground ball, base hit, right field. Marlins win. Right in between first and second base, Josh Bell, a walk-off single.
You know what, I don't even want the rest, Josh.
That's scuffling a bit right
now. Yeah. Tough. I mean, like, they did everything right, battled through adversity, got themselves in a position to win, and then just couldn't pull it off. Same two teams tonight, Brewers and Marlins. 5:40 is the first pitch in Miami. And the Milwaukee Admirals even the series.
Hemel pokes the puck free. The Admirals get it back to the left point. Delgado with a shot. Scored! Mark Delgado off the glove of Cosa. Sebastian Cosa just whiffed on it. Like he was playing left field for the Twins.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right. It's Aaron Sims, AHL TV, on the call. I'm not sure what he meant there about
All right.
playing outfield for the Twins, but nonetheless.
Boat race.
Yeah, the boat race was on. Ads would add another in the period, give up two in the third, but they beat the Griffins. 5-2 is the final. On to Grand Rapids now for two games there, as the best of five second-round playoff series is tied at one apiece.
So we're getting near the end of the school year for many. Seniors are checking out, right? And they're kind of just going through the motions right now at many high schools across the area.
Seniors and others.
And others as well. But by the way, it's not just for high school kids. Others have senioritis as well, joining us, as she does every Tuesday, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel, you're having a bout of your own senioritis, it appears.
I'm barely here right now. I thought about just not even getting up for this and doing this while I was still sleeping, but here we are.
No, this is the best part of your day, though, so that's why you got up, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping you can motivate me because it's real. Like, and this is the time of year, too, that I'm checked out. I'm so checked out. I was transcribing an interview that I did with somebody, and I asked this poor kid the same question three times. I'm like, okay, I'm not exactly batting 1,000 right now.
So what is it? Sorry. Because when we're kids and even into near adulthood, when you go off to college, you're in that school cycle. The year has a cycle and it's built around school. You've got your summer off or whatever. Right.
Starts
warming
up.
So what is it about adults, or is it because the Bucs season is over and you haven't transitioned to Packers yet, or what's happening with you?
Kids are done with school.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. So that is so true. I've talked to athletes and coaches about this a lot. When the seasons end, you're not running on adrenaline anymore. You have this crash. And that's exactly what I'm feeling right now. It, for me, though, it's multi-sport. It's Packers. It's all the college basketball. It's Bucks. You know, you get in a zone where you're like in survival mode. You're going, you're going, you're going. And when it's over, it's not that I don't have work to do. It's not that I don't have gardening to do. It's not that I don't have exercise to do. But my adrenaline has just dropped. Like, and I can see it. I can feel it. My smartwatch is telling me my stress levels have dropped. You know, I'm sleeping deeply. And that's, you know, I'm watching Bridgerton now instead of doing actual.
You're living so life. That's what that is.
This sounds actually not that bad. I think you're doing the right thing here, Lori, if we can support you in that.
Well, is it? I feel like it's kind of normal and natural, but we're in competitive businesses, you and I, and there's a pitch count at me if I don't produce a certain amount of stories, if I don't keep going, you know. And then I talk to my friend at work, and she's like, oh, it's a really slow day today. I'm reading a book. And I'm like, what's that like at work?
What do you mean?
I'm like, you're getting paid for that? And then I get jealous. So I don't, the senioritis thing is a real thing for all of us. And this time of year, I don't care. I just don't. Fire me. Go ahead.
What's interesting, though, because you mentioned to us, happy birthday, by the way, because I know you, there's three of you in your family that all have birthdays like in the same time frame. That's, we have that on our family, too, on both sides of my extended family, on Angie's and on mine. We have multiple birthdays. Like handfuls of
like
birthdays.
Stacked up,
yeah,
bing,
all
bing,
in May.
Bing, bing. Oh,
so as
no
things
good.
Warm up, it's just birthday, birthday, birthday,
it's
birthday.
Running the gauntlet,
right, right, and so and I have to take care of my two sons' birthdays and make sure they're okay. And then there were graduations, and so like the, you know, there's like a 12-day window here that it feels like Christmas again, you know, without the week off to prepare and get everything ready. And so, and I think as a mom, I feel a lot of pressure. I want to make them happy. I want to make sure they're happy. But now it's like we're all adults. It's like, well, what do you want to do? Well, what do you want to do? Well, what do you, I don't know. Let's just go out to dinner. And I'm like, that's lame. And then it's all pressure. And I, it's distracting. And so go ahead, fire me. I just don't care. I just don't care anymore. I don't know. I'll snap out of it eventually. You know, I don't know how you handle it, Eric, but right now I'm, normally I turn to exercise, you know, to snap out of these things. But I went for a 2.5-hour bike ride 2 days ago, and there's so many bugs out there. I ordered a mask so I could go bite. I'm like, what's happening? This is too much work.
What kind
so
of mask?
They fly in your mouth or what?
Oh, you're covered. Your helmet. They're in your helmet, glasses. And yes, all cyclists know what it's like to eat a bug in the spring. And the cicadas aren't even out yet, and I'm not having that.
Now you can eat those, though. Vince says no. You can eat those bugs.
Well, I identified that that's a thing, not that I encourage it.
There's not enough chocolate coating in the world or gummy version or whatever of the cicada. No, you get, so I bought a little mask and it's awful. Now I look like I'm a stalker on a Trek Damani bike. So I'm going to go back to sleep as soon as, are we done?
I'm not letting you off the hook. You're not fired from here. We're talking again next week, Lori.
Happy birthday.
Too bad.
Thank you. I'll be prepared with notes. I
Fantastic.
Promise.
We know.